Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, we thought things were so good for Atlanta United. They'd won two matches in a row. Then all of a sudden, we got to go up to that dreadful place up in New York. Tough spot to be. Back home in the friendly confines of our great city, joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline, Jason Longshore. Jason, you got a week off now. What are you going to do with all this free time?
Are you kidding me? I called a game that just finished about 20 minutes ago, and I'm calling another one on Wednesday, and then, yeah, more stuff. I don't have weeks off. What are you talking about?
No, so for those of you who are not aware, the Five Stripes, they're going to have a couple days off, up until June 12th, when they go up to NYCFC. We'll talk about that and the rest of that road trip here in just a second. But look, hey, Jason, this team started winning matches. I got really excited. I was at the match on Wednesday, and I saw that crazy comeback win. In that one, what did you see that was so different in that match compared to what we saw then on Saturday?
I think Saturday you saw a tired team, playing three games in 6 days from Sunday to Wednesday to Saturday and then traveling for the last one. You saw the effects of it. I think it plays into the turnover that ends up making you chase the game from the fourth minute on. Miguel Almiron with a very bad pass inside his own half that's picked off, and it's already hard, and then it gets harder when you fall behind, and it's just the last thing you can have happen in that situation. So I think what was different was that you fell behind early and you just didn't have the energy reserves to chase it like you did on Wednesday against Orlando, and that's bound to happen at that point. And it's the issue that you're looking at with this right now when you're talking about where this team is. A 6-point week, you feel good about that, especially with the schedule that you had. A 6-point week is a good week, but it doesn't feel as good after that match last night because you look at the table and you've got to have more than just really good weeks. You've got to have some 9-pointers. You've got to have some longer streaks of getting results, longer streaks of getting 3 points. And that's just where the season is right now.
Well, Jason, do you think that this week did give them confidence that they could potentially do that down the stretch? Because that's really the number one thing that I've seen from the team is, I don't know if it's confidence as much as it is just they're missing that one thing. And then finally, this week, it seemed like they had that one thing that was all put together, that thing that everybody seems to be chasing all the time, is whatever that X factor is. It seemed like they had finally found it. And do you think that gives them kind of confidence that they could potentially play that way when they are, not on 2 or 3 days of rest?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. It's confidence. I think it's straight up confidence. And you look back to previous games, even last night. I mean, the team fought. I didn't have any issue with them feeling like they couldn't get back into it. Even with tired legs, I thought the second half was good. You chased it really well. I don't have a problem with anything about last night other than falling behind, and then you got to be perfect. I do think they have the confidence to do this now, and I think this week has given you that, where you were able to hold off Cincinnati when they kept trying to come back into the game last Sunday, and then against Orlando, you fell behind early, and you kept battling and battling and battling. You fell behind again, and you were able to overturn it at the end. I think you've hit on things with the way that the team is structured now. As Ronnie Dyla's had to adjust with this group, and he's had injuries to deal with, and he's had players in poor form that he's had to manage as well. You have found a way in this current shape with three center backs. So Derek Williams has got some protection with one central midfielder on the defensive side, and it's been Bartosz Szlich as of late, and he's been Atlanta United's maybe best player in this past week, and that's the kind of performances you need from him. And having those two central midfielders in front of Szlich and behind the two forwards, I think the shape, the structure, you found that somewhat out of necessity, somewhat out of just who's in good form, but that might be your blueprint going forward to get the best out of this team. In the five games that they've played in it, I think they've consistently created more chances. I think they've scored more goals. They've had more expected goals. They've had all the metrics. Only 2-2-1 in that time span, but that's better than they had been playing, and I think there's a lot of room for growth playing in this kind of structure.
But Jason, I mean, like, I think the number one thing for me is you talked about Bartosz Szlich. I want to talk about Jay Fortune. I mean, he, mm-hmm. as far as effort and everything else, it seemed like when this team was down, Jay Fortune was the guy who was picking them up, at least on the effort side on the field. And I think as much as Bartosz Szlich is important and him playing at a high level, of course, is critical to the success of that midfield, Jay Fortune's right there along with him.
Jay Fortune has been there for a while. I mean, you go back to last season in the middle of the year when he started to become a starter. Jay Fortune has been maybe the heart and soul of this team in the way that they've played. And when times have been tough, yeah, you're seeing him react emotionally in a positive way, trying to push this team forward along with his running mate, Matt Edwards. I mean, those are two guys who are basically brothers, and I think they're still roommates, actually. Two guys who, they understand what it means to be part of this club. And it feels like Bartosz Szlich is really latching into that as well. I thought last night especially, there were moments, and the one that comes to mind for me is something Ronnie Dyla mentioned in postgame, where it was a ball that was going out and Szlich made a sprint from across the field to save it. He was very demonstrative with his body language, and I think Jay is as well. But in that role, the one that has elevated in this shape and elevated the team, in my opinion, even more has been Bartosz. And I think going into the Polish national team, that can be good for him as well to increase his confidence. You just hope that maybe he doesn't play a ton of minutes with Poland in this window and comes back to the match against New York City in a good spot.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But one person that we haven't seen a lot of this year, at least recently, is Brooks Lennon. What kind of role do you expect him to have here on this team moving forward?
It's a good question. I mean, he's had injuries. He had injuries in preseason because of the shoulder injury from the playoffs last year. So it took him a while to get going. Then I thought he had a good run. Then he got hurt again. He came back. He got hurt again. You know, Sabo Lobjanica has settled into that right wing back role right now. And I think you have a really good battle in this shape because, you know, I talked about the center backs and the midfield structure and what you've got up top. The wing backs are essential to it, too. And I think with guys like Sabo who can play on either side, guys like Ronald Hernandez who can play on either side, Amador strictly on the left, I think Lennon could probably give you a shift on the left if you needed him to. It would take away some of his game in terms of putting in crosses, but then he would cut in on that right foot, which gives you something different. I think it's a real battle between those four to start: Saba, Lennon, Amador, Hernandez in this current structure. And outside of Amador and Lennon, probably, you've got guys who can move to either side. It's going to be a battle for playing time in those positions.
Jason Longshore joining me here on the Wade4.com hotline, talking all things Atlanta United. I'll ask him a little bit more about the Champions League here in just a moment. But Jason, as far as, that was crazy. The upcoming road trip, what are your expectations for this? I know, of course, it's the Club World Cup, and I'll ask you about that as well. That's coming here to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But look, what do you make of this six-game stretch where all of these matches are going to be on the road? Do you see that as just a bona fide negative, or maybe this could be something for this team to bond and kind of get that confidence back?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going out and staying out on the road, thankfully. You know, you've got a lot of time between these games. You play New York City, and then you have another, you know, week plus to then play Columbus. So it's going to be an interesting run, and it's definitely going to test this team. You've got some tough matchups in the span of time, but you're at a point right now where you've got to find a way on the road to be more of yourself. And I think the two games we saw at home over this week, you saw a lot of the Atlanta United that I think Ronnie Dyla aspires for this team to be. And you mentioned Champions League, and it's something that I've actually talked to Ronnie about. I think the best moments of Atlanta United that I've seen in 2025, there are similarities to the way that Luis Enrique has PSG play, with the relentless counter pressure to win the ball back, the relentlessness in getting forward, you know, not knocking the ball backwards and sideways a lot. You do want possession. Like, don't get me wrong, this isn't about not having possession, but it's about getting into the attacking half quickly and creating opportunities with movement. When Atlanta United has looked its best, that's the kind of blueprint that you're looking towards, what we saw from PSG and Luis Enrique as they absolutely dismantled Inter yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. So let's get into that one. Of course, I mean, 5-0. It was just crazy. I was over, so I had a wedding yesterday, so we were sitting down while the groom was getting ready, and look, we were like, this will be a great game, clash of styles. This is going to be wonderful. And of course, we talked about it last week, and then they scored, and then PSG scored again. And then it was just not very pretty. What did you see from that one, and just what are your overall thoughts on the Champions League?
The way that Luis Enrique has created this PSG team, it's the best coaching performance of the year. It's the best team of the calendar year. I think it took a little time. I mean, obviously, when you lose Kylian Mbappe and you have to find a new way to be dangerous in the past, and I think it ended up hurting them I don't want to say more than it helped him. When you've got somebody like Mbappe and he's at times good for two goals a game, that's pretty good. But then you get really reliant on him. And I think as Luis Enrique has talked about in documentaries and in interviews, when you have somebody scoring like that, and it's not because he's a bad guy, it's the fact that you're so good. At times, the desperation, the urgency when you're defending, it dissipates a little bit. Ousmane Dembele has been completely and utterly different for this team in that position leading the line. There's clips that I can't remember the account that I first saw it, but there's clips of Dembele waiting to pounce on goal kicks. And normally it's a goal kick. Like, how scary is a goal kick? When you have a goal kick, and yeah, you want to build out of the back if you're Inter, you want to play. Okay, somebody's going to press. All right. That's you got to deal with it. But you saw looks of fear from Inter players because of Dembele's work rate and relentlessness. And that's just something Mbappe wasn't going to do. So it took that first half of the season, I think, for this team to really get over the hump of, we don't have that guy that we can just feed him and he might make magic happen on his own and we can get out of the way. No, we've got to play together. We've got to play as a team and we've got to work and outwork teams. And this group for PSG has done that. I think it's some of the best soccer that we've seen. I think that's the best performance in a final that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really curious to see now, because this is the hard part if you're Luis Enrique and PSG. Winning the first time is always a challenge. But now all that hunger and that urgency and that desperation, that's not going to be at the same level. So how does he continue to push this team forward next season? As somebody who just loves to watch coaches work, I want to see how he tries to continue progressing this team.
Yeah, and I knew that match was over when the PSG player takes the ball off the back line, barely keeps the ball in play on the end line, makes the ball that pushes the ball forward, and it just looks like he's having a run. And then all of a sudden, it turns into an opportunity, and then all of a sudden, that turns into a goal. And then it was this just feels like it's curtains here on Inter and their season, at least in the Champions League, I should say. Lastly, I got about 30, 40 seconds. The Club World Cup, it's not enough time to talk about it, so obviously, I'll have to have you come back on. But as far as your expectations for that, that's the reason Atlanta United's on the road, as long as they are. But what are your expectations for that?
I'm looking forward to it, and I think we got the first glimpse of it last night with that LAFC Club America match that felt big. I mean, it was a neutral venue, BMO Stadium, where LAFC typically plays. You had a whole ton of Club America fans in there. They get the first goal. LAFC fights back. They level it. It goes to extra time, and then a great goal from Denny Bouanga to get them into a match here in Atlanta. They're going to play Chelsea in the match on Monday, June 16th. I'm really looking forward to that tournament. I think you're going to have some games, as you do in these kinds of tournaments, that aren't quite as compelling early on. Hopefully there's some players and some teams that we learn about and we get really excited about. But as you get later into this tournament, I think you're going to see some amazing matchups. I'm really looking forward to it.
Jason, as always, it's a pleasure. And I know you never have any days off. You are always working. One of the hardest working guys in this industry. And Jason, I always appreciate it when you take a couple minutes and chat with me about some soccer, man.
Anytime. We got some Club World Cup to talk about this summer, along with Georgia Impact and WPSL and everything else going on.
You're, like I said, the man who never sleeps, Jason Longshore, joining me on the Way4.com hotline. Jason, we'll talk soon.
See you soon.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.